Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. Klopp has just done his Newcastle press conference. Quite a few interesting points to take from it. A lot of stuff about injuries, stuff on Newcastle itself, stuff about the Napoli game going forward and some of the Champions League games with Salzburg, and obviously talking about the streak at Anfield and what he thinks about it. So we'll get started with the big thing that everyone's been wanting to find out about. It's Alisson's progress, and basically he says he's improving, his calf is much better. We don't know exactly when he's going to be back, but the target was always after the next international break. Now, when I first heard that, I was thinking, oh God, that's a long way away. It is kind of a long way away, but it's not. It's only three or four games. Then it's the next international break. So it's one of them where we didn't want to rush him back. Everything coming out of the club has been, we don't want to put too much pressure on the lad. We want to get him fit and firing. And I think that's right. And obviously leave me your thoughts in the comments about this injury. But I think that's right. You don't want to rush such an important player for your squad back. I mean, he was an integral part of why this team got to the Champions League final and ultimately won the Champions League final and got 97 points last season. And do you want to hinder his future by bringing him back in and rushing him back when really you've got someone in there, Adrian, who will do a job for a bit? He's been staying around during this international break and doing a lot of training with the goalkeeping coach, Achterberg. I'm basically trying to get more integrated into the squad and get better with this style of play, because it is tough to come in and replace Alisson. I mean, he's not replacing him, but he is for now. And it's one of them where I think it's the right decision. You don't want to rush a player back, like I say before. It is a long time frame, but it's one of them that happens to players. It happens all the time. We saw Oxlade-Chamberlain was out for so long last season, or he didn't even play, did he, until towards the back end. So it's one of them. Let me know your thoughts. Are you disappointed in this? Do you want to see him back earlier, or are you happy to just let the injury get fully healed? Let me know your thoughts. He spoke about Naby Keita as well. He says Keita is close and hopefully he'll be back in training after Napoli. That's a big thing as well for me. I think with the amount that we're going to have to rotate in this midfield over the next few games, and to be fair, all the way through the season, we need to have fresh players in there in these attacking spots as well. So when you maybe need someone off the bench even, you can go, okay, this guy is perfect. He knows what he's doing in this team. He's not going to skip a beat. And he comes in and just does the job like every single one of these players has done so far this season. I think Naby Keita has got a massive season ahead of him, just alongside Oxlade-Chamberlain. Both of them in the attacking spots in that midfield need to show Jürgen Klopp and the rest of the squad that they're ready to go again. Look, it's been a hard time at Liverpool for Naby Keita, hasn't it? He's had some performances that just weren't good enough. Napoli last season away from home was one of them. But he has shown massive glimpses of real quality and knowing that he perfectly fits in this style of play that Jürgen Klopp wants. He's fantastic in the press, isn't he? And some of the quality that he possesses, dribbling past men at will sometimes. And he's got a great final ball in there. I can't wait to see him get a proper run of games, because when he got that towards the end of last season, he was looking really, really good. He got two goals on the bounce, I think it was. And you were thinking, is this Naby Keita starting up? And look, then this is the season for him, isn't it? And it's good to see that he's going to come back. He did briefly speak about Klein and Glatzel. He said they are far away. It's one of them. I don't think we already knew that with Klein. Glatzel was a recent one in pre-season. It was sad to see that happen to him, but he has just signed a new contract, hasn't he? So I think that's kind of settled a bit of nerves with him. And now he can just focus on getting back to full fitness. I think that's really, really good from the club. Let me know your thoughts on any of them injuries and what you think of all that. Moving on to Spurs. He wants to speak about Spurs or whatever club that he's going to face in the next few games. Usually it's about transfers or injuries, but he actually said, when I can't wait to speak about Newcastle, but he said he had 20% possession of Tottenham thereabouts, but deserved the 3 points. So tomorrow's game is going to be a real challenge. We need everyone on their toes. He goes on to say about them that they're very difficult to play and they've kept the style of play from last season. Joe Linton can keep the ball. He's a proper threat. He has speed. Their wings are quick and they play five at the back and they're always ready for the counter-attack. And look, with the amount of ball possession that Liverpool are going to have in this game, being at Anfield and being against Newcastle, we are going to have to be on our toes really, really defensively, solid. We're going to push players up, aren't we? But you've got to be aware of that threat. You've got to be aware and you've got to have the work rate to get back. And look, that's something that this team has in spades, its work rate. You want players who are going to bust the gut to get back in and make sure that we're tight and we're solid and we're defending for each other. So that means on the wings, Salah and Mane have got to cover. And you've even got to say, it depends who's in that midfield side slot, but they've got to cover as well when them fullbacks do come up. And then whoever's playing in that six, whether it be Fabinho, even though maybe a slight doubt with him playing on Wednesday morning, I think it was, in America. Maybe Wijnaldum comes in there, maybe Henderson plays in there. Either of them players have the tenacity, have the work rate in there. Let me know your thoughts. Obviously, we've done a build-up show for Newcastle. So go over there and watch that. Let me know your thoughts on Jurgen Klopp's comments on Newcastle. I quite like it, to be honest. I like that he doesn't disregard any team. I know you can't in the Premier League, but I really like the fact that he shows a lot of respect for these teams and just doesn't go out there and go, oh, we're going to beat these. He knows Liverpool are a good side, but he also knows what threats that Newcastle pose. And that makes me believe that he's gone on the training pitch and gone, lads, this is what's going to happen. You cannot let your guard down. This is what we're training for. And this is why we're going to win this game. And I think it's fantastic. It smacks of utter professionalism, to be honest with you. Everyone in that team knows exactly what they're going to do in every aspect of this game because Jurgen Klopp's so professional and obviously the players are so professional, but let me know your thoughts on that. He had a brief question about Napoli Stadium. Obviously, we spoke about it on the news yesterday where the changing rooms just aren't very good, or the pictures of them at that moment weren't very good. I think it since came out that there was work done after it and there needs to be pictures done there and it's all a due process. Hopefully, the Liverpool players have a suitable changing room. He said he trusted UEFA. He also said, pretty much, as long as there is a pitch, we will play. And I love that as well. He's just like, look, we're there to play football. Look, we would like all these like amenities. We need a shower. We need all this stuff to be able to do our job, obviously. But he knows that if there's a pitch there, we will go out there and do the business. That's what we're focused on. We're not focused on troubles with surrounding the pitch. It is literally, there's grass and it's all marked right and it's all regulation. We'll go out there and we'll put our best performance out there. I think that's great. He obviously spoke about the atmosphere at Anfield and he says, we need an atmosphere at 12:30. It's always a tough one. I think it's the first test this season of the Anfield crowd, to be honest, where you've got to go out there and show your support at the early hours. And look, you can say, oh, you've got to show support at all times. It is hard. Having done quite a few of them 12:30 kickoffs at Anfield, you do want to get out there and support the team, but I think the team need to give us something. Obviously, we will all be singing We Are the Champions of Europe, obviously, and we'll give everything for the team, but the team needs to go out there and show us on the pitch as well. And if both of them things come together with the crowd and the players coming together, I think we'll blow a lot of teams over. And he spoke about this as well. Someone asked him about the 2.5-year streak at Anfield not losing, and he said, we don't think about it. The only thing I'm concerned about is how we can be in a better mood and shape like we were in Arsenal. We've created something together to make it tough for teams to get something from here. We have to make sure the day it ends is far in the future. And look, I fully agree with that. I think, like I just spoke about, the matching up of the fans and the players, the performance on the pitch, not just from the players, from the fans going out there, scaring teams. The team does it on the pitch anyway, the way that they get back in there and they press. I think Ceballos came out and spoke about just how good Liverpool were and he didn't give them a chance to breathe. And I think that he spoke also about the fans and how they lifted it. And we've always known that. We've always known that Anfield is a fantastic ground to to G up our team. And the away fans for Liverpool are fantastic. Every single away I've ever been to, we've not stopped singing, apart from Leicester 2-0 when Vardy scored that screamer. That they battered us that day. But look, the Anfield faithful is always fantastic, home and away. And that's something that I think Jurgen Klopp knows about and really likes to foster all the teams that he's been at. He loves the fan side of things, and we love him for that, you know what I mean? But it is really fantastic to see. Like I say, let me know your thoughts on all of that. Go over and check out the Redmen TV. We've done a load of shows this week. Obviously, we've got all the build-up stuff. We did a newsroom with Si Hughes. Really, really good show. Talking in depth on loads of topics around Liverpool. We've done a show on the Redmen TV talking about the trademarking situation, which is really interesting right now. So go over there and check that out. We've also done the build-up. Starting 11 is out as well. And yeah, go over there, check all that stuff out. Go and buy Paul and Ross's book, It's Your Year, as well, if you haven't already. And yeah, let me know all your thoughts in the comments below. We'll see you next Monday.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.